Chapter 10. That one should not be concerned about feeling tangible devotion so much as about cleaving to God with one's will. Furthermore, you should not be so much concerned about tangible devotion, the experience of sweetness or tears, but rather that you should be mentally united with God within yourself by a good will in your intellect. For what pleases God above everything is a mind free from imaginations, that is, images, ideas, and representations of created things. It benefits a monk to be indifferent to everything created, so that he can turn easily and barely to God alone, within himself, be empty for him, and cleave to him. For this reason, deny yourself so that you can follow Christ, the Lord your God, in nakedness, who was himself poor, obedient, chaste, humble, and suffering, and in whose life and death many were scandalized, as is clear from the gospel accounts. After all, a soul which is separated from the body pays no attention to what is done to its abandoned body, whether it is burned, hanged, or reviled, and is in no way saddened by the afflictions imposed on the body, but thinks only of the now of eternity and the one thing which the Lord calls necessary in the gospel. So you too should treat your body as if you were no longer in the body, but think always of the eternity of your soul in God, and direct your thoughts carefully to that one thing of which Christ said, "For one thing is necessary," Luke 10:42. You will experience, because of it, great grace, helping you towards the acquisition of nakedness of mind and simplicity of heart. Indeed, this one thing is very much present with you, if you have made yourself bare of imaginations and all other entanglements, and you will soon experience that this is so, namely, when you can be empty and cleave to God with a naked and resolute mind. In this way, you will remain unconquered in whatever may be inflicted on you, like the holy martyrs, fathers, the elect, and indeed all the saints who despised everything and only thought of their soul's security and eternity in God. Armed in this way within and united to God through a good will, they spurned everything of the world as if their souls were already separated from their bodies. Consider from this how much good will united with God is capable of, when, by means of its pressing towards God, the soul is effectively separated from the body in spirit and looks on its outward man as it were from a distance and as not belonging to it. In this way, it despises everything that is inflicted on itself or on its flesh, as if they were happening to someone else, or not to a human being at all. For he that is united with the Lord is one spirit. 1 Corinthians 6:17. That is, with him. So you should never dare to think or imagine anything before the Lord your God that you would blush or be heard or seen in before men, since your respect for God should be even greater than for them. It is a matter of justice, in fact, that all your thoughts and thinking should be raised to God alone, and the highest point of your mind should only be directed to him, as if nothing existed but him, and holding to him may enjoy the perfect beginning of the life to come. End of chapter 10.